Mishnah on the Shivim Shana, once in 60 or 70 years, used to make half of the amount that you needed. So Rashi explains that liftim, they didn't have to make this keteris elichati shir, only half of the amount they needed for the whole year. Mishum demoisik, was left over what he had from 60 or 70 years, came out to be the amount of a half a year's worth of keteris. Depending on how big the handful of the Kohen Gadol was, and every Yom Kippur would take a handful from the keteris. So after 60 or 70 years, there was left over from that enough for half of a year. So therefore, that year, like, you only had to make half of a year's supplies worth of the keteris. Lefikach, therefore, the Gemara says, Yochid shepitim lechatzoyin, if a private person makes this keteris half the amount, is chayiv. He's also chayiv for doing it, because since once in 60 or 70 years in the Beis Hamikdash, they only used to make half of the amount of the keteris, so now if the yochid makes for private use half of the amount of the keteris, he'll also be chayiv koros for this. These are Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. These are words of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Shom the heat said over Mishum Afkan from the name of the Sagan. Avo shlish revi le shemati. Let's say somebody only makes a third of the amount of the keteris, or a quarter of the amount of the keteris, that he didn't hear. He didn't hear clearly to say whether you're chayiv or not. Now, that the whole yom, every day, every single day, the Kohen Gadol used to make the right amount of keteris that he needs just for that day. Not the pshat that they made it once for the whole year, but every single day they made what he needed for that day. And he would bring in what he made that day for that day's keteris. So Rashi says, therefore, according to Chacham, it comes out, Tukach, Yochid, Shalepita Melamon, Chayiv, that the Yochid only made one portion of the Keteris for one day's worth, will also be Chayiv, because that was a shear that was made for the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says now, Messiah and the Rav, this should be a proof to Rava. The Yom HaRav, the Rav says, that Shemen HaMishcha, Shepitmo Lechatzoim, or some say Keteris of you, shall be Goros Shemen HaMishcha, you have in parentheses, and the Sarah said, you should be Keteris. That the Keteris shepitmo lechatzoyim, if you only made half of the amount of the Keteris for one day, also chayiv. Because the pasuk says that Keteris shetasim, mean to say kol shetasa, anything that was made, if you make it outside, you chayiv. For your efshud, the of the pras b'shach was a pras bein abayim. It's possible to make half of the portion of pras, half of a mono in the morning, and half in the morning, and half of a mono in the afternoon. So that's the way the Kohen Gadol used to use bring the Keteris every single day. We bring the keteris of a money, we bring half of it in the morning and half of it in the afternoon. So if somebody would just make a pras of a money of the keteris bachutz, it'd also be chayiv koros. Tanabon, learn like this. You used to bring it back to the mortar, like to grind it again. Twice a year, the keteris that was ready, made already, they would like grind it over again twice a year. The Maisachama. Now during the summer months is Pizura. They would like scatter it out. Shalet Safish, in order that it does not rot away. The Maisachama during the winter. Tzibura, they would heap it up, make it into one pile. Kadesh Shalet Tovug or Recha, in order that it's like a smell should not escape. We don't want the good smell of the Keteris to escape. Now, while they were beating it up, while they were grinding it again, they used to call out and say, Hodek hativ, hativ hodek, like pounded well, and well pounded. Divrei Abba Yosi ben Yochanan. These are the words of Abba Yosi ben Yochanan. Now, v'sholish monim yiserin, shemiem Kohen Gadol. Now, the three remaining monims of which the Kohen Gadol used to use on Yom Kippur. Now, the Sholish Monin, we had before, there were 368. 365 was done for every day of the year, and an extra three that was used on Yom Kippur. So now, the Sholish Monin, Yisrael, Shemhem, Kohen Gadol, Machnis, Molech, Hofni, Yom Kippurim, those extra three monies that the Kohen Gadol used to use on Yom Kippur, and out of that three monies, he used to take out his handful of it, is Nois, Nois, Lamachteshis. Used to put that those keteris back into the grind, into the mortar, bear of Yom Kippur, and erev Yom Kippur, for Sharch Kun Yofa, and they would pound it down very well. For Sharch Kun Yofa Yofa, Kadesh Tedakim and Adakim. Those were special Keteris. It should be very fine. It should be like the finest. Kedetayim, like we learned in Abraisa. The Pasuk says Daka. It says it should be done, beaten down, small. Is Matam, what was the Pasuk going to say? It's for Matam Leila. Alright, let's turn over. We'll continue on the other side. So again, Kedetayim, like we learned in Abraisa, it says Daka. Matam, what was the Pasuk going to say? Daka for by this Keteris of Yom Kippur. But like Fanem, the Pasuk already said, B'shachachta Mimenu, Hodek, you should pound it down very thin. His matam aloy medakam, kadesh yotay dakam in a dakam, she very small, she points down to very small particles. Oh, mama, what would you say before? Kishu seichik, when he used to grind it down, kishu seichik, when he was beating it, or you know, they would say, heitiv hodek, hodek heitiv, like well pounded well. So, misayna Rabbi Yechon, the proof of Rabbi Yechon, everything used to say, Tem Rabbi Yechonon, that Kishen Shadi Barala Yain, just like speech is bad for wine, you should not talk when they're making the wine or pouring the wine, is Kain Hadi Bayafel of Samim. Mashenke for Samim, here Dibu is good. Because while you're preparing the wine, it's no good to talk. Mashenke by the Keteris, while you're preparing the Keteris, here it's good, it makes it smell better. Yeah. Amr Rabbi Yechon says, Yudalat Samamonim Nemul Olamesha B'Sinai. There are 11 different types of spices that were said to Moshe B'Sinai. Amr Avunah says, Micro, where's the Pasik? Was it brought down before the Cheshbon of the Yudalat Samamonim? Rashi Yudam brought down before it. It's Sori, Tzipor, and Chevon, and Voino, Mork, Tzir, Shabbos, Ne'er, and Kakon. So we had them before. So how do we know them? Samor says, Allah is Samamonim Moshe B'Sinai. Some of the Rulis says, Micro, where's the Pasik? So the Pasik says, Kach Luchom. The Pasik in Shemois that says, Kach Luchom, Samnim, take spices. So Samnim is Lashon and Trey. It means at least two. Then the Pasik says, Notof, U Shechelis, Vechelbino. That's another three. So together, Ochamisha, that's five. Then the Pasik says again, Samnim. So we bar Shemel, the Moshe says, Vesamnim means Achrini, another five spices. Is Achrini Chamisha. That's another five spices. Comes out together for our sour together with 10 spices. Then the Pasuk says, Ulevoyna Zaka, which is Chad, another spice. So comes out to Chad Sawi. That's why I know there are 11 spices. Now the more is the question, Vyema, why don't I say better, Samim the first Samim of the Klau? Then when the Pasuk says, Not of Hashchelos Mechelbenom, that's a prat, Mashmoni, these three. Then it says the word Samim again, is Chazo Klau, let it be considered a Klau, a proper Klau. And then the Locher is, the Yatabana, the Kena Prat, Kena Nat, like the prat. And say like this, Ma Prat Mefurish Dover, Shekit of Yerla Breicha Noidif. Just like the prat is something that you burn. The Yerla is something that Shekit of Yerla, means it's smoke and it goes upwards. The reichu neidif and its smell also comes up. Is af kol dover shekit of yerla, anything else that you, that when you burn it, the smoke comes up. The reichu neidif and the smell also comes upwards. The Mor says the chitam, if you tell me like this, in kenosel nichtav kruach at prata, the Torah just should have wrote just one prat, one type of spice. Why do I have to write all three of them for? Samor says, Lai mitzvah tzrich, and no, we need all three of them. The cost of not, if we just wrote the word not, I would have thought to say, min ilin him. Only a spice, a sap that comes out from the tree. Alva gedule karkale, something that some grows off the ground like leaf, no. Mishimachi, therefore, cost of ushechelis. Now, the cost of ushechelis, I would have thought to say, gedule karkin, something that grows off the ground like grass, yes. Alva min ilan lay, something like a tree, no. Mishumach here for cost of notaf. That's the word notaf also. The chelbin, what do we need the word chelbin for? The goof also. But may shalvei chirah, because really chelbin doesn't smell so sweet, it smells bad. Therefore I need these three pratim. So the question is, maybe it's only a klal of a klal of prat of klal. How do I know to say it's a rebrim of 11 different samanim? It smells in kem and so, kach lecho nafkalei. In other words, if it's just a pshat, there's a klal, a prat, a klal, from the beginning of the pasuk when it says kach lechor, that could have been the general klal. So you have to have an extra word someone him for. So it's masim, it's not stam, a klal, a prat, a klal, but rather it's a new type of a ribu here. For the more v'yem, why don't I say someone in basrei train? Okay, good, you tell him now the ribuyim. So the first someone, some means two. Then you have a cheshbon of three, so that's five. And it says the word summon a second time. So how do you know to say the second word summon means another five? Maybe it only means another two? And you only come out then to have eight summonim. For the more of a yom, a summonim basroi, shreininum. So maybe the second word summonim only means two? Nino, kis summonim kadmo, just that the first word summonim means two. How do you know to say the second word means five? Maybe the second one means just that the first one only two. For the one came and so, Nichtiv Samim Samim Bagader. It only meant to say two and two, you should have written the two words together. The says Nichtiv and then write, not of Ashkes Vechobino. So since it divides it up in between, means tells the first one is two, then you have three, that's five. Then the second time it says someone needs another five. That's how we have ten. And the last one, Uvayna Zakom, that's the 11th. Now the Gemara says, the very Rabbi Yishmael Tani, he learned like this, that Samim is like a klal, not of Shcheles V'chol B'nas HaPrat. Samim again is a chozer a klal. So it comes out now, it's a klal, a prat, a klal. And therefore you have to learn a lekena prat, there are only spices like these three pratim. That ma prat, just like these pratim, is mefurish devil shekit of yellow, when you burn it, the smoke goes up. For reichai neidav, and it smells. Is af kol davar shekit of yel of reich ha-medef. For the more, I ain't made it not that way, and a klau, the klau rishain, will prat the prat rishain. So the more exactly to explain what this means. As I ain't made it not that way, and a klau, the klau rishain, and the prat is also prat rishain. So more says, no, I'm not though. Lav, no, ha-ein lechol 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 lechol. Now, on my mind, what we just say, I ain't maybe not that way, el a klal be klal rishin, the klal is in the first klal, or prat be frat rishin. So, Moses is back, no, I'm not allowed, you can't say it that way. So, Moses says, my kushya, what was the question? What kind of question is this to make the klal and the prat in the klal rishin? So, Moses says, hokka kakash, this is what the Gemara means to ask. Hokka kakash, maybe samim basroi trei. The second time it says the word Samim Taka means two. Ki Samim Kadmoy, the first word Samim means two, train. Ki Samim Kadmoy, train. Hodar Vishoni, then it was not Kudashnini, like we answered no. Then came a vast up shot that the second word Samim also only means two. Then came a son, Nichtav Kura Samim, Samim, should have wrote these two words one next to another. And then say, Notaf Ushkeres Vichelbino. Now, in my Prat, the Prat Rishon, so what does it mean to say Prat Rishon? No Kakash Lei. Here's the question. Mine Ilonais Yalfin Minotav. Any type of spices of trees learn out from Minotav. Ugdule Kako Yalfin Mishicholos. Things that grow out of the ground learn out from Mishicholos. As if the question was, Vilufi Namin Milavayna Zaka. Why don't learn out also from Levayna Zaka? It says at the end. The Yaisi Bechad Sad. It comes from one side. The nice learn about this dove shereich native, something that smells. The after pi shame quite severely, even though the smoke does not come up. Maybe that's also enough to have a din spice on it. As long as it smells, it doesn't have to have the smoke come up. Hard Roman, then the Gemara says that no. In came a rav read of shat and learn out a prat from the prat basra like is nichta kura. The person should have been written nichta kura lelevena zaka b'mitzray in the middle. The terrorists we know learn out from it. So since he writes at the end, the mashmi we do not learn out from this. So Moses says, no, because Levayna Zaka the Mitzvah, who would have known this spice? Levayna Zaka in the middle, heaven train also. Then there would have been 12. Because then you would have the first Salmonim is 2 and then 4, that's 6. Then another Salmonim is 12. So the reason why the Torah doesn't put it in the middle, because we don't want to have 12, we only want to have 11. If it would have been in the middle, you would have Dashan been 12. So Moses says, and came and so, Nichtav Kulotatar right, Levrayna Zaka the Mitzvah in the middle. See, halavreina l'psoch, and achnami, take one out and put that at the end. So still you have first five, then another someone, and another five is ten, and then the 11th one. L'soif. So korponim, since the Torah doesn't put it this way, that's the way we do not use l'vreina zaka for one of the protim like, and therefore the protim has to only be like these middle three that the smell comes up, and the smoke comes up. Where Shlokisham Shlokis says, Migufa, learn enough from it itself. Ma Lashin Keteris, what's the Lashin of Keteris? It means Gavr Shakait to be on something that the smoke comes, and when you burn it, the smoke comes up. So you can't tell me something that the smoke does not rise. Omer Rav Chonan Bar Bizna, Omer Shimin Chasida, Kol Taina Shein Bay, Yipersha Yisrael Ena Tainis. Anytime you have a Tainis that's not from Persha Yisrael, means people are not doing Shuvah, that's not called a Tainis. And what's the proof? Sharei chelbuna reichera. Chelbuna is one spice that really smells good. Umona akostivim salmon made kateros, and Torah still puts in the middle of the salmon kateros that the teachers, even the good ones also should be part of the good ones also. Abayi Ramabayi says in Rocha, the agudosoi aleret yisoda. Rashi says that mashmas mashmas shekulim biya, everybody together, all then aleret yosta. Now it says in the Mishnah, the Yasach, the Shemin HaMishcha, if you take the special oil that used to anoint the Kelim within the Beis HaMikdash, and you smear it, you rub it on your body, so you chayav koros. Tanur Rabbanan like this, Haseich the Shemin HaMishcha, somebody smears the Shemin HaMishcha, Nebeim, they smear it on animals, or else the Kelim on Kelim, he's Peter. And that's the Be'ai Dei Odom, and not Be'ai Dei Beim or Kelim. What about the Odik Chavim, he smears it on a guy? On the mace or on a mace is also potter. So Mazibishta must figure out understand the name of the kelim that you potter. So the Pesach says, Al Bisar Odom lo Yisav, which is not anointed on the Bisar of an Odom. Mash Medach an Odom is the Avera, not a Behem of a Kelim. O Behem of a Kelim, love Odom, who? It's very good. Mace and Nami potter, understand why if you rub it on a mace, you potter. The Chivim, the Mislai, Mis, Mace Mikri, once a person dies, it's called a mace. For love of Adam, it's not called a person anymore. Ela, but Adikachavim Agoi, am I Potter? Why, if you take this Shemin HaMishcham and rub it on a girl, are you Potter? For Adam Nino, they're also called an Adam. So Moses says, Laya, no. Therefore, the Pesach says, the Etem Tseini Tseina Risei. Adam Atem, Mes Mashma Atem Krim Adam. Only a Jew is called a person. But the aim of the Chavim Kriyin Adam, a guy is not called an Adam. For the Moriah Vaksid, it says, the Nefesh Adam, Shishas, there are 16,000 people there, and there are going amongst them. Or Malay, he said over there, the person needs to say was just, Ahu Lafuki Beima, just means there are 16 men and not animals, but not able to call them an Adam. For the Moriah Vaksid, the person says, Vani Lei Echas Aninvei, Shunti Avachmonis Aninvei, says the Adam over there. Ma'ula fuke yosu behemot, calls them Adam just as not animals, but then have the chshivas of an Adam. The boysam note that I can answer you is, kiriktoni tona kamadu blaza, tani on the kamadu blaza. That kol sheyeshnai besach, whoever's bechwada veyu of sach, of rubbing, is yeshna nabal yisach. He's also over the veyu not to rub somebody else, but v'chol sheyna besach like a grey, that's not in the Aveir himself to rub it on himself, is Zayn and Abai Yitzchak, there's no Aveir rubbing it onto a guy. Therefore, if a Jew rubs it on a guy, that's why he's put. It could be really a guy, maybe he's called Adam, but there's no Issa, since the guy by himself has no Issa, therefore a Jew to rub it on a guy also has no Issa. Tanyidach went another place like this, Tanyidach, Hasech B'Shemin HaMishcha, Lebehena V'Kelim, Le'Azikachavim U'Meisim Potter. If you rub from the Shemin HaMishcha on a behemo, a kelim, or a goy, or a mason, you potter. Leblochem lekahanim. What about if you rub it on a king or on a kohen? So the meyer mechayiv, the yuda potter. The meyer is still yechayiv, and the yuda is not your potter from chorus. Now also, the kama yisach v'yichad, how much do you have to rub a mechayiv? So the meyer roimel koshu, any little bit that you rub from the Shemin HaMishcha, yechayiv chorus. We have you doing the kizayis. No, you have to rub at least the amount of a kizayis. I have only have you the beauty says potter. I have you the says if you rub it on the malachim and the kanim, you potter. And the gemara keep potter, have you the gadi malachim and kanim. Only if you shmir the shem mishkan on a melech or on a kayin, there he holds you potter. But gabi had yit nechay, but a regular Jew, if you shmir, you rub from the shem mishkan on your body, he also holds you chayiv. And how much are you chayiv? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need akwa kazayis. Now, the first machlekes where many Rabbi Yehuda the mighty, less machlekes over there, where we have to have by a melech or a kayin, are you chayiv or not? Some Rabbi Yosef, So that's one pasuk. Uksiv says that Shayitim Menu Elzar, that Masich or Koshu, just like the Sikh is a little bit of Nesina Koshu. So Nesina put on somebody else, also Yechad even a Koshu. If you decide now, Yafina Nesina the Elzar, Nesina the Alma. That not Nesina the Alma, because just like Nesina all over, always needs the Kazayas. Rashi says the Gaminim Minasina the Vinosam Lakoim of the Kodesh, the Siv Beachilo, Vishki Yechol, the Chol Achilos Kazayas. So you run out from the Sin of the Yam, which is a Kazayas. Is after the Sin of the Azarudin, if you put from the Shemen Amishra on another Zad, that Yechayiv is also the Kazayas. Avol Sicho, Lamim Shech Moloch and Kanim, the Vihako Koshu. But that the amount of sikha that you need when you want to be a mamshech, a kayin, or a melech, everybody agrees, oh, you have to have just a kol shul. You even not have to have a kazayis. So that's the machlekes over here, if the chlal this isser of taking yisach al adam, of taking the yain, of taking the shem and the mishcha and pouring it, the shmir on your body, whether you're a chayiv even with a kol shul, or definitely the kazayis, that's this machlekes, where do you learn out the isser from? The yom rab yosef, yosef said, that's the first machlekes. The my pig remain of you, the Gabi Melechim to Kanim. So it's like this. Rabbi Meir said, Vashayit and Nimenu Azaksif. The words, the Avery, if you take the Shem and pour it onto a Zar. Or Melech Vakoyin, Hash the Zar Ninu. And then Echlami, Melech Vakoyin right now is also called the Zar. In other words, after they made the first anointment that they did the Shem Mitzvah, now if you do it a second time, it's not a Mitzvah anymore. So that anointment right now is called the same thing on a Zar, and therefore Yechayiv. That's on Reb Meir. But Reb Yehuda Sovar, Bino Nadiiko Zar Mitchilosu V'yatzoifei. There's only the Averb you put upon somebody that was a Zar from the beginning until the end. And therefore Melech V'koin Mikol Zar Hevei. That there was a time when there was a mitzvah to put the Shemana Mishra upon a Melech or upon them, or upon the Koin. Therefore, since there was one time there was a mitzvah, they're not considered a zar. And therefore, you put it on them even later, that's a beauty sheep that you put them. Omer Avika, B'reid Ravam, Me'iviyoz, L'tamayu. Both of you to remain, both goes according to their own time. Titanic, Kosloch, Lebron, like this. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.